This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. State health officials are warning unvaccinated Coloradans about the more transmissible Delta variant of the coronavirus. That strain is spreading quickly in some parts of the state, says state epidemiologist Rachel Herlihy.
Delta variant was first identified in Mesa County, and the rates are pretty high right now in Mesa County compared to other parts of the state.
Herlihy says the more transmissible variants mean unvaccinated people are probably twice as likely to be hospitalized now compared to if they'd been infected earlier in the pandemic. A new state law sets aside money from the state lottery to get underserved children outside. CPR's Benta Berklin has more on the Outdoor Equity Grant Program.
It gives funds to organizations that work with children and families who don't have as much access to outdoor recreation in Colorado. Supporters say it'll especially help low-income children who live in both urban and rural areas, and children with disabilities. A 9-member board in the Colorado Division of Parks and Wildlife will distribute the funds, upwards of $3 million in the coming years. I'm Benta Berklund, CPR News.
4 Colorado universities have been recognized for efforts to address food insecurity and their students' mental health needs. Metropolitan State University of Denver, Fort Lewis College, Colorado State University, and its Pueblo campus were all honored by the State Department of Higher Education. The schools implemented programs like food pantries, nutritional counseling, and telehealth therapy. The department says addressing these issues is key to improving the state's college graduation rates. This is CPR News.